She was reaching for her gun when she felt the presence in the room. Or perhaps she heard the harsh, erratic breathing over her shoulder. And when she looked up, she knew she'd never get her gun out in time. Never even push the button on her radio in time. He was young and skinny-chested and wild-eyed, naked except for a pair of red swim trunks. Long hair was tangled across his face, wet with pinkish sweat, and there were dark smears on his arms and legs and chest. He held a pistol with both hands pointed straight at her. He made crazy, gasping, wheezing sounds through bared teeth, and he was shaking so badly that the gun wavered erratically back and forth in his hands. That was when Aggie realized that his trunks weren't red after all, but stained with blood. Behind her, the puppy stood up and gave an anxious little whine, its claws clicking on the metal liner of its crate. Aggie moved her hands slowly to the level of her chest, palms out.
"Hey, it's okay," she said.
The puppy whined again and pawed at the cage. She had the oddly rational but completely misplaced concern that a stray bullet might accidentally hit the puppy, so she started to edge very carefully away from the crate.
"I'm with the police, and I'm here to help." "Grady, Briggs, where are you? For the love of God, where are you?"
Heart pounding, world slowing.
"Do your job. Do your job. Everything's going to be okay."
She got one foot beneath her and eased slowly from her crouch to a standing position.
"Don't be afraid. We're going to take care of this, okay?"
For a moment, some of the crazy terror went out of his eyes. The knotted muscles in his skinny shoulders might have relaxed a fraction, and the rattling gasps of breath that blew strands of hair away from his face in gusts and starts actually seemed to ease. Cautiously, she lowered one hand and extended it toward him.
"Give me the gun," she said,
and somehow she even managed a smile, or part of one.
"Let's not have any accidents. I'm here to help. Let's talk. Everything's going to be okay."
Suddenly the puppy barked, and she instinctively swiveled her gaze. That was when he shot her in the head.